So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf mentioned five cases where leitifre ele b'shvua, a woman is required to swear in order to collect her ksuba. Hapagemes ksubasa, when she admits to a partial ksuba collection. Eidach and meidah shehiprua, when a single witness testifies that she already received the ksuba payment. Minichsi yaseimen, when she collects the ksuba from her husband's estate, from the yarshin. Umnechasim mishabadim, when she collects the ksuba from her husband's estate that was sold to others. Vishalei befanav, when she collects the ksuba in her husband's absence. The Mishnah and Gemara there explained their respective reasons. The Gemara in our daf elaborates on some of them. In the case of Eid Echad Mehidah Shipura, the husband claims that he already paid the full ksuba. She claims that she did not receive anything. And in Eid Echad, a single witness testifies that she received the full amount. She is required to make an oath to collect the ksuba. The Gemara explained that the Shvur Deiraisa of Eid Echad does not apply because of two reasons. Shtei Tshuvas Bedavar. In all shvuos deraisa, the person makes a shvur to be exempt from paying. However, she is making a shvur to be mighty to extract her ksuba payment from her husband. There is no shvur when the issue is related to land. Therefore, in this case, the shvur is only required midrabanan kedei lahafiz dait shabal to pacify the husband. But Papa adds, Ipikyahu maisila lede shvua de raisa. Yavla ksubasa ba'apisa hadikama basada basra. If the husband is clever, he can maneuver her into becoming obligated to make a shvua de raisa. How? He pays her a second ksuba amount in the presence of the eight echad and the second eight. Umukum lulahanlich kamoi bemilva. And he then claims that she owes him the first ksuba payment, which became a chayv, a loan, after she received the second payment. If she denies the first payment, she is compelled to make a shvur deiraisa, because this is now a standard case of eid echad, where nishbas v'le mishalemes. She is obligated in a shvur to exempt herself from paying, and, leka kfir shibi karkois, this claim does not involve karka, since he is only claiming a chayf. The previous Mishnah also mentioned the case of v'nefra'as shalei b'fanav, leitifra ele b'shvur. She is required to swear in order to collect her ksuba in her husband's absence. Rav Yitzchak says, Lo yishana elu l'ksubas isha mishum china. The Chacham only allowed a woman to collect her ksuba shaloi b'fanav in order to make marriage favorable to women. However, bal chayv loy, the Chacham did not permit a lender to collect a loan shaloi b'fanav. Rav Nachman disagrees and says, Afila bal chayv, shaloi yehi kol echad ve'echad noitel mo'esav shal chaveri, v'hoylech v'yeshav b'din sayam, v'hatu noil delis b'fnei lavin. The Chacham did permit a lender to collect a loan shalei b'fanav in order to prevent the borrower from fleeing to retain the money, because otherwise it would cause people to refrain from lending money. The previous Mishnah concludes with Rib Shimon Omer calls manshi tevas ksubasa, hayershin mashbi'inaisa, v'hem ena tevas ksubasa, ein hayershin mashbi'inaisa. Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that when she collects her ksuba, she's compelled to make a shavua. And when she does not collect her ksuba, she is not compelled to make a shvua. The Gemara presents several explanations of the machlekes. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that Rabbi Shimon refers to the Mishnah's halacha of hanefra shaloi b'fanav, loy tifra ela b'shvua. If she collects in her husband's absence, she must make a shvua. The Tanakhama does not specify what she's collecting because tishva b'tchila u'besayif loy shnal l'mezayni v'loy shnal l'ksuba. The Tanakhama holds like the b'nei kahanim gedolim, that she must make a shvua both when first collecting mezainis, her support, and again later when collecting her ksuba. However, Shimon holds, like Chanan, that calls manshi tevas ksubasa yershin mashbi'inaisa. She only makes a shvua besayif when collecting her ksuba. However, in a tevas ksubasa in yershin mashbi'inaisa, she does not make a shvua betchila when collecting mezainis. Rav Sheshe says that Rav Shimon refers to the previous Mishnah's halacha of the husband wrote a statement absolving his wife from making a vow to him and his inheritors regarding his assets. She managed her husband's estate both during his lifetime and after he died. The Tanakhama says, the Yershin can't compel her to swear about her subsequent dealings when it was theirs, but cannot compel her to swear regarding her previous dealings during her husband's lifetime, because then it belonged to their father who had absolved her. The Gemara explains, Mashbinaisa al ha'asad lava. She must make a shuas abatrapis, because the Tanna Kamma holds like the Rabban and Masechtas Kitten, that abatrapis shemino avi yisem yeshava. And there is no concern for mimna b'loyaba abatrapia, that she will refuse to come, I mean abatrapis, to avoid the shvua, because havalohano mino b'chayiv. She will consent to become an abatrapis to reciprocate the benefits she received during his lifetime. Reb Shimon holds, calls mancha to ask subasa, yerushin mashbinaisa. She only makes a shvua for collecting her ksuba, but ain't a tevask subasa, in yerushimash binaisa. She does not make a shvus abatrapis, because Reb Shimon holds like abashal there that abatrapis sheminu abi yisaimim lo yeshava, because there is concern for mimna v'loheva abatrapis. Abaye says that the machlekes refers to the previous mishnah's halacha of kasav law neder shvua ein libulo liyershi alayich. If the husband absolved his wife from making a vow or oath to him and is yershi regarding his assets, the Tanna Kamma says ein yochal ashbia loyhu b'lo yersha. The yershi cannot compel to make a shvua to collect her ksuba because patrim in kulam. He absolved her from all shvuas. However, Shimon holds kol zman shetevas ksuba so yershin mashbinaisa. The yershin can compel her to make a shvua to collect her ksuba because Reb Shimon holds, like Abishol ben Imam Miriam, that she must swear because of the Tekanes Chachamim of Habali par menichsi yisayim leifar al b'shvua. The Chacham initiated that one who collects from the Yershin's assets must make a shvua, and he cannot absolve her from the Tekanes Chacham. Rav Papa adds, Lafuke midrabalezah machlekusai, that machlekis is twofold, and also refers to an earlier Mishnah's halacha of mina apetrapia. If the husband appointed his wife to become his manager, in the ratio where he did not absolve her, both the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Eliezer hold, her husband can compel her to make a shvuas abatrapis. And when he dies, yershin mashbinin al abatrapia shebechayabal. The yershin can also compel her to make a shvuas abatrapis. However, in the Seifa, im hisna ein mashbia klal. However, Reb Shimon holds, Kol's mancha devas ksuba so yershin mashbinaisa. The yershin can compel her to make a shvu to collect her ksuba, even in the sefer where he absolved her because of the takans chachamim havabal lipar minechsi yisaim liyifar el b'shvua. However, ein tevas ksuba so ein yershin mashbinaisa. The husband and the yershin cannot compel her to make a shvu sabatrapis, even in the reisha where he did not absolve her because she will swear anyway later when she collects her ksuba.